It yes.
Money. Like,
it's really not fair.
Money.
Okay, let me get in individual tests. Todd.
Hey. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. I'm going to test mine. Hey, what's going on, folks? Kyle Cruz coming to you from the PodCon. I think I'm in the middle. Yes. So I'm in the middle. That's dope. Okay. And Justin, can I get a test for you?
Yes, you can. I am live here in the BICBP Radio Network, coming from you live on Liberty Drive.
Ooh, I like that. Live from Liberty Drive.
Live from Liberty.
Okay, the Atomic Drop Show about to get on the air. I am technically recording, so we can start this at any time. Are we going to kick the music in?
Yep.
Here we go.
One more time. I don't know why that happened.
Come on, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another presentation of the Atomic Drop Show. I am your charming, colorful, and oh-so-handsome co-host, Justin Time. And alongside me, no longer out in California, no longer out in Orlando, Florida, but beside me in Niagara Falls, New York, is Kyle Cruz. Kyle, how you doing?
I am in a New York state of mind, and it is an incredible time here at the BICBP Western New York State PodCon. This is incredible. It's been a pleasure to speak with all of the podcasters here and just take in an entire world of podcasting outside of our show. But it's not just us.
No.
This is a special occasion. And sitting right next to me for the first time ever, all three of us at the same time, we're talking about a man who's esteemed. He's known worldwide. He has listeners everywhere. Damn near every corner of the globe. The EC3 of the podcasting world. Co-host of the Toddcast. Mr. Todd Orndorff. Todd, how's it going, brother?
Thanks for having me, gents. After that introduction and the EC3 thing, I was thinking I was more like Crush of Demolition. But if you want to call me the EC3 of podcasting, feel free, go ahead.
By all means.
Oh, it is a wonderful time here at the PodCon, and for the very first time, like I mentioned, it's all three of us at the same time. How did this happen?
Lots of crying, lots of begging, lots of pleading. More so, I'd like to thank Matt Johnson, who is running around this place frantically, looking like Paul Heyman, for putting this all together.
It's fantastic, man. Yeah, he big shout out because he is the reason for our return, and it's been a fun ride.
He's the reason for all of us sitting here side by side right now.
Absolutely. This is very true.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, you know, hats off to the gentleman, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, just in case for all of our wonderful listeners here, our live studio audience, as you can hear, We are a wrestling podcast, and we talk wrestling, but we do talk a little.
We do talk a little wrestling. We talk a little bit of everything else known to man.
We really do. So if this is your first introduction to our show, we air every Thursday night, 9 o'clock, blogtalkradio.com/AtomicDropShow. If you want to hit us up between shows, we have an email address, atomicdrop@gmail.com. And yeah, so for us right now, let's get into some wrestling, man. Like we had a show a couple nights ago, but
live on Thursday
didn't
Blog Talk Radio
didn't really have too much time.
We didn't have too much content due to time constrictions. We were too busy trying to rush, get here, get to meet everybody. Facts. Flights had to be caught. Credit cards had to get lost and refound. Life was just happening in general for the most part.
Who lost their credit card?
That would be us.
I heard about that. Yes. Okay.
Actually, that would not be us. That would be the missus that I brought.
Okay. Oh.
She walked out of the room, so it was her fault.
See? That's how things work around here.
It is a family affair, so we are having a grand old time. But, guys, I gotta ask you.
Yes.
Okay? So, I'm really big into, you know, top 10 lists, top 5 lists. And we kind of had this idea earlier on about some of the top catchphrases in wrestling history. One of my favorites, Austin 316. As blasphemous as it is, I love that catchphrase. You guys have any thoughts? You guys have any favorites? Don't leave me hanging. Anybody?
Well, iconics, if you go Bret Hart, best there is, was, ever will be.
And he had a couple, you know.
Excellence of execution.
Yeah.
Nobody ever... So Bret, you know, he always said the excellence of execution, but when Gorilla Monsoon said it in the middle of a match, it just, I felt like it really, like, I'm not sure I know how to say it, but I felt like every time it came out of Gorilla's mouth in the middle of a match, it just made it seem like so majestic that he was really the absolute best.
Well, that's the power of Gorilla for you, too.
That's right.
I mean, that man, when he spoke, everybody listened.
Nobody quite had the gravitas.
Good word.
As much as Gorilla Monsoon up until JR. Like, to me, even now, just with his dramatic fall off in like the past like 10 years, to me, he's still my favorite commentator of all time. But right there, Gorilla, he's up there, man. He really is.
Foley with Have a Nice Day.
That's another one, and that wasn't even on my mind. I mean, if you're going to mention Foley, you have to mention the
right
king
here.
Of catchphrases. Well, right.
Right here in Niagara Falls, New York.
Hey, cheap pop. Cheap pop, indeed. All the millions and millions of fans here. And speaking of that, The Rock, the king of catchphrases.
Of course.
He's just a catchphrase machine. He has phrases upon catchphrases. So,
can all three of us do the people's eyebrow?
I could do two.
Oh, see.
And I could do the lip, too, see? Let me do lip and eyebrow.
Do you see? Look at the looks our audience is giving you right now.
I know. Yeah.
For doing the lip.
There's a lot of judgment right now.
There is, yes. It's a judgment-free zone. This is Planet Fitness. Just control yourselves, please. I greatly appreciate it.
Oh, so great, man. So great.
What about To Be the Man? You have to beat the man.
Diamonds Are Forever.
Woo!
Oh. The sounds of the like you go to like any wrestling show I go to, whether it's WWE, AEW, any indie show, there is always going to be like a woo off between the crowd.
Of course, side versus side.
That is the most common thing I see. So probably like that
even
might
even in any atrium that you enter,
facts.
inside of an arena, you hear people going up and around escalators. You hear woo,
like I bet if we go outside to the rest of this convention and if we let out a big old woo, it's going to be a nice little woo off there. So, you know, quite frankly, like, that might be the most popular catchphrase of all time.
Possibly.
Is it any... When Flair goes, if he's capable, because he just kicks out of everything in life.
Yeah.
Will that ever, like, in 40 years, when pro wrestling's still running hot and heavy, are they still going to woo, you think?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think it will ever die.
No, I mean, you got Charlotte.
You got Charlotte, yeah, yeah.
I mean, Bloodline's still going.
You got Charlotte, and when her and Andrade have super babies, that's going to continue to, you know, we're going to have woo in Spanish.
High-flying tactical wrestling babies.
Bruh, like, it's going to be, like.
They're going to have Owen Hart's.
He is not a nugget.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, Owen Hart's good. DX.
DX, iconic.
I mean, you could throw the NWO in there for life, you know, maybe. You know, like, it's not quite as iconic, but for the time.
Shake, rail, and roll, baby. Honky-tonk, man.
Yo.
Greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time.
Yo, what is your infatuation with the honky-tonk?
With Honky? Man? He's the greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time. Thank you very much. I mean, he held that belt for almost a year.
And who did he lose it to?
He lost it to the Warrior in a quick squash match.
Yeah, for over a year.
Hey, and...
He had it for over a year.
Yes.
64 weeks, right?
Something like that.
Somewhere near.
And speaking of that, gotta plug the gimmicks. By the way, if you guys head out just to all of our audience here, if you go right to our table just right outside here, you can call a match with the Atomic Drop Show team. We have several matches, several tiers for you to to choose from, including that wonderful squash match between Honky Tonk Man and the Warrior.
Or if you feel like you are SummerSlam 88, or
see,
if you feel more
off the top,
invested.
We had to look that up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If you feel more invested in a gimmick match, we do have the legendary Kennel from Hell match.
So you were talking about the tiers. What exactly are the tiers?
Well, the tiers are, we decided that if you want to call a match with us, we have different levels. You can call a gimmick match, you can call a squash match, you can call in like a ladder match. It's pretty much, we have a couple set matches that you can pick from, or if you have one in particular that you want to call with us, you can too, and we'll price it accordingly.
If you want to call one of those classic NXT takeover matches, we can do that too. So pretty much anything you want. We can call it. So, yeah, that's about it.
So, when they do this,
sure.
Is it going to be a 3-man crew, or is it going
to... That's entirely up to them. I mean, completely. They have their choice to call with all three of us, one of us, two of us. It's pretty much, it's the user's pick.
Yeah.
Dealer's choice.
That's a pretty swell idea, gents.
Driving all the way here, we were booking the territory, trying to figure out what matches were going to go where, how we were going to price it, Would this match be relevant in this day and age? Who would be more over in a certain type of match?
Booking the territory. I thought you were plugging a podcast for a second.
We do a little bit of everything.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
But outside of that, that's what we were doing on the long drive here. I know that you jumped ahead a little bit. You blazed that trail a little bit ahead of us. How was that drive up here?
So the 4-hour trip up here was not too bad. Because fortunately, my two children decided to fall asleep.
Hey, no.
So, my hat's off to my young kids for taking care of daddy on the for taking care of daddy on the drive. But then it was last night, actually, on the way to Seneca Niagara Casino. Thank you very much for the hookup. They were not too kind to mommy and daddy. And then last night it was pretty brutal. But everything was good. Actually, we listened to. The Atomic Drop Show on the way up that we just had, what, 2-3 days ago?
Right, Thursday night.
And, yeah, they got to hear Daddy on the air on your guys' show. And got to hear a little jaw-jacking back and forth with Mr. Kyle Cruz.
I'm sure that was very riveting of a listen.
Dude, every time we get on the air together, we always got to get into something.
I'm thinking right now, freaking collar and elbow right now.
Bruh, you're not going to touch me, dude. All right, if you think that Orndorff armbar is going to come anywhere near this,
listen,
it's not
going
to happen.
You want me to call my cousin Paulie? I'll tag him in.
I don't need to tag anybody. I can take you both on.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Okay, you're right.
It's getting personal here.
Always.
It's a family affair.
This has been 10 years of heat.
Bruh, 10 years of... 10 years
10
of...
10 years of heat. We just met for the first time.
Yeah, just met for the very first time last night.
Bonded over a garbage plate.
Yeah. Shout out to Jimmy Z's, by the way.
Jimmy Z's is incredible. Incredible.
Jimmy Z's almost famous five-star garbage plate located in Brockport, New York. Highly recommend it. We also have his menu sitting over at our gimmick table, too, if you want to take a look at it.
Oh, and actually tell them about our basket that we have.
We are raffling off a Rochester basket with a Wegmans gift card inside of it, a Jimmy Z's gift card, a couple shirts, one from Jimmy Z himself, one from Rochester as well, and a couple shots inside of it as well, and including a Rochester Red Wings souvenir cup.
Now, I'm from the sticks of Central PA, gentlemen. Who are the Red Wings?
The Rochester Red Wings are the AAA affiliate for the Minnesota Twins.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Look, I'm right.
We also have a jar of Guglielmo pasta sauce, too, which is brewed right in Batavia, New York.
See, so I'm coming from Orlando, and 10 months before that, I was in L.A., so I know nothing of this.
Welcome to the East Coast, sir.
Yeah, this is different, but I dig it, though, man. It's really, really cool out here. It's awesome.
But, yes, right over at the gimmick table, take a look at it, see if you want to throw in for a raffle, like $5 tickets, by all means. If not, it's cool. We also got different kinds of merch over there, too. We got the... we got a couple books out there, a couple autographs, a couple DVDs. I know Todd's down there with some of his stuff, with his Life Reloaded dry rub, which smells phenomenal, and I'm excited to try some of that.
Yeah, guys, I hope you like that stuff. They're awesome sponsors of the show, actually. I've been friends with them. They actually have a podcast called That Reload Life. And how we met was they got a hold of me and asked, you know, how to start a
podcast.
Somebody
seeked you out.
What's that?
Somebody seeked you out?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it cost me $20 to tell the story, but it did. Yeah, they got a hold of me one time. We met many years ago on Instagram, actually, and they found out that back in the day with you guys, before this was all known podcasting, we were all part of internet radio. So we're like the OGs of this thing in a way,
right?
You know what I mean? And so then they started this product. They decided to help sponsor the show, and I'm a big believer. If anybody ever wants some, or if anybody's here and they want to try it, I actually popped the tops on four of them so they can smell them. They're $9 online, but here I'm selling them for $5.
Hey, that's a steal.
And, you know, I gave you gentlemen some. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you like it.
I'm so excited to bring it home.
And if anybody ever wants some and they order online, make sure you use the promo code TODCAST. Make sure you check it out. All right? It supports really good people. That's the only reason I do it. Because they're legit good folks, and they have a dream, and they're trying to pursue something, so I'm helping them.
And that's what we're all about, trying to help other people. That's why we're here at the BICBP Radio Network. We're sitting here just supporting other podcasters like yourself, trying to make something out of nothing for the most part, and hopefully we do and are able to connect with a whole bunch of different podcasts out there.
How was your guys' nerves for this? I think it was Thursday, you know, like this whole journey of, you know, like trying to plan this trip, trying to come up here, having the babysitter up until Friday, then the babysitter having rotator cuff surgery, and so I had to bring the kids. This whole journey has been like, you know, I can't wait for this to happen. Going to meet you guys again after such a long time for him, first time for you. And but, man, come Thursday. It might have been a little bit of the shakes, you know what I mean? Of like, what the heck am I going to say? What am I going to do here? Because I'm from hours and hours away. But, man, like, we're all here, and we're all able to just, like, share a passion, and that's one of the coolest things out there. You know what I mean? So, like, podcasting to me is like this, like, elite little club.
It is.
You know what I mean? Because if you don't do it, I don't think anybody can actually relate to, like, what you go through to try to put a show out.
Right.
Or, you know, like the hours of if you have children and a fiance like I have, you know, like you still got to do like the daddy thing and then still like try to manage how to get a show out. So, I mean, like the fact that we're all here because we share a passion, we all come from somewhere, you know. I don't know if anybody else came from Pennsylvania or not. I don't know where everybody's from yet. I will. But like we all share a passion. We're all here because we care about this.
We care about this business.
We care about this business.
That's pretty much it. Short and sweet answer.
Yeah. So it's thanks for having me up here, guys. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Of course, man.
But going back to nerves, my nerves were shot on Sunday, not because of this event, more so because my daughter decided to drink carpet cleaner. We spent a nice trip up to the hospital.
True story.
Yes, luckily she is completely fine, and she will be in the female Gene Simmons Kiss tribute band, being a fire breather.
Well, and you know, like, you bring up daughters. So we drove up here yesterday. We went to your home. Your daughter did that, and I need to probably thank my daughter, who's two as well, and thank you. Because sometimes, you know, like, when you find out you're going to be doing a live show in front of somebody, you're not exactly sure, like, what the heck you're going to say. You know what I mean? Because, like, honestly, you're not sure if someone's ever heard your show. So, yes, you have to sell them. And I need to thank my daughter, Lola, and I need to thank you for giving me some content on what I'm going to say today. Because if anybody, well, for everybody who was not at your home yesterday,
jeez,
the things that we had to go through was probably the best content I've had in a long time, which I'll probably throw out on the air at 4:30 later on this afternoon.
Cheap plug.
And so if anybody's interested in the story, make sure you stop on by at 4:30 to listen to T.O. on the TC. It's going to be pretty wild. And it's all because of Sir Justin Time.
I mean, I got the battle scars to prove it right up top of the chrome right here. But other than that, that's what we got teasing for right now.
Yeah, man. I mean, so it's just good to have all three of us together in the same spot. You know, you mentioned nerves. There was so many nerves just trying to get here. And so it's like when I met Justin, when I met you, it was just kind of like now this is the easy part.
This is.
Yeah.
Like it's just us being bros and like us just hanging out and just talking. So like, you know, everything to get to this point, super hectic, super stressful. But this right here, it's just the art of podcasting and doing it really well. It doesn't have to be, sure, like you want it to be professional, but at the end of the day, it's you. If you got a guest, if you have a partner, it's just you sitting down and just having a conversation.
Yeah, that's it.
And it's super dope.
And the best part is you always agree with yourself, too. You're never wrong.
So real quick, you just mentioned like co-hosts or partners. Can we please give a quick shout out to Mr. Johnny Simonetti, who cannot be here today?
Yeah, we talked.
He really wanted to be here. I
Mr.
promise
Heath
you.
Slater himself.
He's the real Heath Slater. He does have kids, by the way.
How many? Five kids?
Yeah. But no, if we don't mind, Mr. Johnny Simonetti, man, we wish you were here. I'll be talking to you soon. We wish you were here. It's a great event.
Next year, come on out, man. Yeah. Like this needs to be a four-man team,
yeah,
for sure.
My booth is not complete because you're not here, so.
Well, that's probably the sweetest thing you said that wasn't directed to me.
Hey, real quick, because I know the quote Steve Austin that gave us the go-home cue.
Yeah.
How did you two first meet and start the Atomic Drop Show?
Bro, I'll let you handle that.
All right. So, short, quick answer is that I was always a big fan of motion capture cards on YouTube. Whenever you watch a wrestling event, whatnot, you always see the wrestlers sit there and they do their little poses or their little shake-ups. And I always thought it'd be cool if somebody actually did running commentary on something like that and add their own technical spin to it. So I was browsing around YouTube and I saw this guy just posting pictures and then commenting on them. And I said, you should do a motion capture. And then next week or next month, same thing again. You should do a motion capture. And then after the third attempt, I got a message saying, hey, bro, I got a question for you. If you're completely open to it, let me know. Here's my number. And that's pretty much how this whole this became to be about 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
Yeah, June 2008 we started, and then we started going live in January of 2010.
Yes.
I started January 2010 too.
Hey, there it is, man.
It is. Started together, gentlemen.
Bro, this half hour went by so fast. But we're being given the cue to get out of here. Once again, the Atomic Drop Show every Thursday night, Blog Talk Radio, 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, 9:30, give or take.
There you go. find us on Facebook at the Atomic Drop Show.
Email us
atomicdropshow@gmail.com.
subscribe on Blog Talk Radio. Feel free to call in on Thursdays at between 9 and 9:30, give or take, whenever we can put our children down for naps and actual sleep.
I'm glad you clarified that. Like,
Everything's tentative.
Yes.
This week we were late because my dog threw up and I had to clean up the dog puke before I went live on the air and stained my carpet.
That happens more often than you'd think.
It does.
Yeah.
All right. However, I am Justin Time.
And I am Kyle Cruz.
And Todd Orndorff.
For the Atomic Drop Show, we'll see you next week.
See you.
Out. Great job.